1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema. I was watching Brewers replay the other night and realized I'm almost as old as Harvey Keene was when he managed the Brewers.
I'm older than Harvey was when he managed our beloved Brewers to the 82 World Series, right?
I thought he was like 80 when he did that when I was a kid.
Yeah. I started noticing stuff like that when I was hitting the age that my high school teachers were.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm older now than they were then.
And they seemed so old.
Well, no, it's just like, okay, so this is where I'm at. All right.
It is a good barometer. But Harvey Keene was, he's one of those guys. He's a Fred, he's got that Fred Mertz look where he always looked older.
It was that big chaw in his face. He may have been the original plug toilet look in baseball before we got Lenny Dykstra.
No, come on.
Oh, no, I've been watching those. He's got the biggest wads in his cheek.
He does.
I remember hearing people, I remember him being like a punchline on talk shows and stuff.
I think you're forgetting how much Lenny Dykstra
had shoved in his face. He was the forerunner. I'm not
saying he didn't have it spilling out of his face like Lenny Dykstra. Yeah.
But he had,
the cheek was,
and every time they went to a
full,
every time they go to a shot of him in the dugout, it seems like in these replays of the World Series that they're running now on
spitting.
I think they did that on purpose.
Everybody
they got in the dugout was gobbing down there on the.
I mean, Naked Gun even made a joke out
right,
of it. The whole
exactly.
dugout, everyone's just
nothing
spitting.
But spitting.
But yeah, Harv was not. He can go easy on the chew.
You know, he was a batting champion.
Yeah, he was quite a ball player.
I didn't realize he was
with the Tigers, right?
Great of a player, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was a premier shortstop.
I don't even know where he played in the field. I don't know much about his playing days, but
yeah, I think he was a shortstop or second baseman. Yeah,
the announcers said that. I think it was Vince Scully announcing that World Series game, the old one they're playing.
No, that's. Dick Enberg, Tony
Dick
Kubek,
Enberg.
And Joe Garagiola.
Yeah.
And Garagiola's doing the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Enberg's kind of in the back seat on that one in 82.
When he takes over an inning, he really swings into action. I noticed
Enberg?
That. Garagiola.
Yeah.
Harv played outfielder, shortstop, and third base.
Oh, wow.
Batted and threw right. Birthday is December 4th.
They compared him to Robin Yount. When Robin Yount came to the plate. But
yeah, that was before Robin went to the outfield and became an MVP out
there.
One
of them said he didn't have the power of Robin Yount. Robin would hit, 30 home runs a year.
Harvey played for Detroit, Cleveland, and the San Francisco Giants.
Well, he kept it pretty close in the Midwest right up until that shot out to the West Coast.
1 year in Cleveland. Rest was Detroit and San Francisco.
They had a couple of shots of his wife during the game.
Yeah, smoking.
She had
just
giant glasses on.
Everybody had giant glasses
giant
back
glasses.
Then. Yeah, everybody had the Harry Carey Sony Trinitron glasses.
I was like, what is the purpose of the?
What was the purpose? Did you see how good they looked? We're doing the same thing with sunglasses
like
now.
She was gonna. Fly a fighter jet or something with those.
Those sunglasses. That
they would have gone well with an oxygen mask.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If you go back a couple of years, the Kardashian sunglasses were every bit as big as, what was her name?
They owned a bar in town.
Everybody owned a bar in town on that team.
But she ran it pretty much, I think, the bar.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a lot of glasses going on. There's a lot of hair going on back then.
Yeah. Hair and facial hair with the players.
And when you look at the crowd, the only sign of that there's a baseball game going on is the baseball caps people are wearing. There's no jerseys or jackets or anything like that. It's everybody just in their leather coat or a trench coat or something, or their winter coat sitting there at the ball game.
A lot of drinking.
That
Brewer crowd in 82, they they probably set some record for that beer, beer sales.
Now, that was before they cut off beer sales in the seventh inning, right? I mean, you drank, you could get a beer
really,
after
all the, way
the
up
game
to the
probably
end.
On your way out if you wanted back then.
When did they start that?
Oh, I don't know. Did any other stadiums have, you know, a don't be a two-fisted slopper presentation on the scoreboard?
I don't think so.
I didn't go to enough state. I didn't go to any other stadiums back then, so I don't know. But
when
yeah,
I was a kid, I would go to an Oakland A's game in Oakland and a San Francisco Giants game in San Francisco every year, and I don't remember seeing
two-fisted slopper.
The two-fisted slopper message
every game.
It had to be
early on, so you could get the message, change your life, and walk out sober.
It was a life-changing video.
Yeah. I went to a Brewer game and I saw a depiction of myself.
In that cartoon.
Right.
The guy's T-shirt, didn't he have a big beer gut? And
yeah.
T-shirt
yeah.
came up to the
He looked like one of the pitchers, actually.
Yeah, he had a mustache. And
who was the mechanic?
Was that Caldwell?
No. Who was the mechanic?
Yeah, who was the mechanic? Ray Fosse? No. That was...
Oh, no.
Oh, here he is on YouTube.
The two-fisted slopper?
Yeah. Is there sound with this?
We hope there isn't a single fan at County Stadium who is having a problem with the obnoxious guy we call the two-fisted slopper. You know, the one who makes upteen trips to that stand, always interrupting a row or
beer.
Even a section, getting
beer.
To and from his seat and gets rowdier
and
with every return trip.
Bare gut.
To stop the two-fisted slopper,
hanging
the Brewers have asked fans to drink responsibly. We have told vendors not to serve those for whom that next glass could be that one too many.
Oh, you
and
way
we've increased
past that.
Stadium security. If the slopper is still slopping around and affecting your game enjoyment, please let an usher know or tell a county sheriff or go to the fan assistance center.
The guy who's telling the county sheriff. He doesn't look much better than the two-fisted slopper.
Well, his shirt is tucked in and it has sleeves.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's got kind of his eyes half closed. He looks like he's mumbling.
There's no bubbles around his head like the two-fisted slopper.
He doesn't look good, though.
Tell a county sheriff or go to the Fan Assistance Center located on the main concourse at Section 18.
Go to the Fan Assistance Center.
It's either
center
our way.
Fan Assistance Center was...
Get in line behind Ron Jeremy.
Right. That was a popular place at County Stadium. Anything you needed, you'd go to the Fan Assistance Center. I've never been to the Fan Assistance Center.
I was going to say, has anybody in this room ever been to the Fan Assistance Center?
But that's where
center.
They directed you for everything. No. Please report to the Fan Assistance Center.
I don't even know. I'm not even sure where it was, and I went to that ballpark for years.
Right.
Where's the Fan Assistance Center?
Ron Jeremy, please report to the Fan Assistance Center. Ron Jeremy. To the Fan Assistance Center.
Just with you saying that, it makes it more. Because there's a Bucks voice. I'm so official.
Then
when you say it,
Greeny would have to check with anytime
the press room.
Anytime someone was missing at a game and needed to go to the Fan Assistance Center, and he'd get the message, he'd have to run it by all the press guys to see.
Is this a porn star?
Is Wally Jackson a porn star? I don't think so. I've never seen his work.
Pity the poor fool who has actually had the same name as a porn star. He'd never get help anywhere.
Right.
You think there's only one Ron Jeremy out there?
No, I don't.
No, of course not. If your last name is Jeremy and you have a son and you name him Ron,
that's
you
a curse.
You should be horsewhipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worse than naming your kid Sue.
It's his great-grandfather's name, Ronald. We're going to name him Ronald Jeremy. Well, then you better call him Ronald, not
right.
Ron. That's like being a McDonald and naming your kid Ronald. What's wrong with you?
Some names you don't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.